When I think of Annan, it seems like months since I left, but when I begin to think of the work here, it seems only a day or two since I took hold. The battalion with which I was billeted was lying in a little hollow about 3 miles from one of the important sectors of our line, and I think the billets were just about the coldest one could possibly have. They were wooden huts with 1,001 cracks in the wall, broken holes and rat holes in the floor, and no trace whatever of fire. We spread our sleeping bags in a ledge of wire netting, about a foot from the floor, and there we tried to sleep. I think I can truly say that I have never been so cold in my life as during the 3 weeks we were there. Some of the men suffered terribly from frostbite, while some who were in the trenches died from exposure. We have learned, however, that owing to lack of fats and oils, the Boche has suffered far more from the cold than we. The very first Sabbath I was with the brigade, I spent in a city that had suffered terribly from the Hun fire, and even while I was there, conducting services, he was shelling part of it very heavily. One of the chief dangers by day is having a gas shell drop close to one. One has to be mighty smart in getting on one's gas helmet, or just one good whiff of the gas they send over now would finish any man. Needless to say, we never move without both our respirator and helmet. In fact, it is a military crime to go without one or the other of them. It was very pitiful to see the terrible effects of the bombardment. One of the lowliest and most pathetic sights I saw that day was a street that was totally deserted. In the centre it was a house that had been badly shattered just that morning, and there, sitting among the ruins, was a tiny French pup whining for its mother, who was dead. It looked so lonely and cried so piteously, but refused to follow me. Just a few doors further along was another house, with its outside walls all down. Upstairs in one of the bedrooms, everything was smashed and the floor all destroyed, with the exception of one corner, in which stood a tiny cot with all the bedclothes still on it. It looked just as though the baby had been lifted out of it that very morning. I wondered all that day about both mother and child. It is sights such as these that make us more and more thankful that so far the Boche has not set foot on British soil. God give us brave hearts and strong arms so that our island home may still be safely guarded.